99.7 DJX, the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast.
Supplying every demand.
On demand.
I gotta be honest, what I'm about to say may trigger you if you are of a certain age.
Listen, watch your divisive rhetoric, sir.
I know that Sarah, Lowe, and PK all fall into the millennial category here on the DJX staff. Kelly and I both live in the Gen X world. There is a brew, a war that is brewing between Generation Z and the millennials. I actually talked about this with my daughters last night because they're in the Generation Z and was like, how much of this? And they're like, ugh. So what I'm about to tell you could be divisive, could trigger you, but here are things millennials do that are no longer cool anymore, according to Generation Z. All right?
Okay, so this really doesn't affect you or I, right? We're out of this?
Nah. We're just
spectators.
We're just spectators on the side, just kind of going, all right, whatever. You guys have fun yelling at each other. First of all, there's like 18 of these. We're not going to go through all 18 because some of them are just a little bit nitpicky, but we'll hit the top five, okay?
Some of them are a little bit nitpicky. I feel like all of them.
All of them are bitter.
But why not? So, let's dive in.
Wearing your hair in a side part, no longer cool.
I'm doing that.
Nope.
Because, trust me, it ain't cute any other way.
So that's
for your benefit.
I asked my
people have to look at me.
I asked my daughters, I'm like, what is it, the middle part now that is in? And they're like, yeah, the middle part. And I'm like, dude, I rocked the middle part, but that's like mid-90s, Ben.
Yeah, again, not cute.
Mid-90s,
this is all for
Ben,
your benefit.
Rocked the middle part. All right, so yeah, wearing the hair in a side part. Skinny jeans, according to Gen Z, no longer
also
cool.
Me.
No longer cool.
Listen, nobody needs to see, like, the wide legs on me. Nope. Again, I feel like it's a public service to anyone who might have to lay eyes on me for any reason.
Now, Kelly, don't take offense to this. None of these are aimed at you and Gen Xers. This is...
Is it obvious, though? I'm, like, not, you know, in the group that they are targeting with this?
I don't know.
You know?
But yeah, skinny jeans. And here, to be fair, you know, once you get out of your 20s and into your 30s, I mean, all jeans turn into skinny jeans if you're really honest there.
Listen, I just need stretchy jeans. Okay? That's all I need. I need some stretch.
Again, don't want to be divisive so much here in the morning, but again, millennials, these are no longer cool, according to Gen Z, using the crying laughing emoji.
I do that every day, multiple times a day.
That is your thing. If we took that away from Kelly, she couldn't communicate.
Nope. I would lose the ability to text anything or comment anything. Nothing.
So what it is, it's the skulls that now represent laughing. Like, I'm dead. I literally just am deceased. I've died.
Okay.
Like
all right.
Skulls.
I feel like, though, that's going to take so... That is... There's a lot of learning that's got to happen for people to catch on to that trend. Like, if I start sending that to my mom, she's going to have questions.
Okay. And millennials, careful with this. But according to Gen Z, showing off what house you're in Hogwarts is no longer cool.
And oh, I'm safe. I'm safe from that. I've never done that.
I know,
never will.
I know you've
I'm
never
good.
Done that. I've never done that. But
nope.
I'll tell you, I'm like, that is one thing that my daughters, Isabella and Sophia, they're both 16. They're like, oh, they're over it. They like Harry Potter. They grew up with Harry Potter. They're just not about, like, I'm in Slytherin. I'm in Hufflepuff. I'm in Gryffindor.
I never did that.
They can't stand it.
Okay, I'm good. I'm still salty about the crying emoji and the skinny jeans and the side part, but whatever.
I know. James is texting in, Gen Z don't know anything, crying, laughing, and then a finger point to the sky. Okay, we got you, James. Holly texts in and says, sounds like it's all aimed at guys who are millennials. Yeah, I mean, maybe. I mean, I know a lot of women who part their hair on the side and wear skinny jeans and use the crying
laughing
emoji.
They literally just described me. And I'm not a millennial. So does that mean I'm really doing it bad?
And then last one that we're going to cover in the whole Gen Z versus millennials sort of epic battle that is now slowly bubbling under the surface is saying the word doggo.
Oh, wow. You're so guilty of that, my friend.
I don't.
You are 1,000% kind of guilty of that.
You probably say
puppers more than doggo.
I am guilty. I have posted that on occasion. It is not in my regular lingo, though.
You do use puppers quite a bit, though.
I'll say pups a lot. That's what
pups?
I say.
Okay.
But using the word doggo is out. And like I said, there's a whole lot of other things on the list. But according to Generation Z, wearing skinny jeans, having side parts, using the crying laughing emoji are out. What's in? Baggy jeans, middle parts, basically looking like Jonathan Taylor Thomas circa 1994. So,
you know what, Gen Z? Don't you talk to your elders like that. You respect your elders.
Respect your elders.